Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Welcome, everybody. An exciting week here in Colorado. This is Chuck Bonner and Julie Hayden. This is the world-famous Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Truth straight up.
That's right. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We've got Lori Saint joining us. We'll have her in a second to talk about the update in the Colorado Republican Party GOP race. And at 3:31, I'll let you know we have Robert Spencer coming on. He has a great column up today about the insanity of Colorado Democrats are getting a national attention.
Ken DeGraff
had a sticker on his laptop, and oh my God, they went all to Twitter. But want to start off with Lori Saint. Grassroots warrior extraordinaire, and one of the candidates for the Colorado Republican Party chair.
The Saturday vote.
So, Lori, hey, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to come on your show, as always.
So there is a bunch of, you know, the polite word would be misinformation. The actual, probably accurate word would be lies out there about some of the things you stand for. So I wanted to get you on to kind of address that. The first thing, let's talk about the opt-out. People are playing word games with it, and some candidates are twisting, I think, your position, and wanted to give you just a chance to set the record straight on your position on the opt-out.
Yes, and that is one of the reasons I chose to run for chair. And as you know, I helped Dave out making lots of phone calls with a great group of volunteers during when the coup was going on. And that wasn't just a one-time event. That was a couple months in the making. And again, I'll just say again, I believe that ill-timed effort actually hurt us when it comes to seats. We were helped by the Trump bump, but I think it would have gotten a lot farther especially if Dave and company had been able to support some of these races, especially some of the local races that I'm coming to find out from some of these county chairs, we only lost by 200 votes or 70 votes.
Wow.
And these are really important seats, county commissioner seats. Local government can have a lot more impact on your life sometimes than the state can or congressional races. So those are also really, really important races that they were too busy probably defending themselves. And quite honestly, it turned a lot of people off. So back to the opt-out. Yeah, there's a candidate I had to correct in Phillips County and just said no. He was claiming to be the only person supporting the opt-out. And I just gently corrected him on the stage that, you know, I've been working on this for a long time. Had some calls where people are disappointed that, you know, that still is the impression being given. But I can assure you that I am fully in on the opt-out and fully committed to that process. And so much so that I've been working with county chairs for the last 3 months, actually, since January. Because I know there's a hesitancy. This is kind of a big project. It's going to take a lot of effort along the way. I have met a county that actually does do hand-counted ballots. They've been doing a long time and say it's completely 100% worth it. It's a lot of work, but it's 100% worth it. And we have proven just in our own assembly, our organizational meeting assembly in Pueblo, that we can do hand-counted ballots.
Right.
And we did that relatively fast, actually. I think that was a lot of folks. But we can definitely do it. There's a couple of congressional representatives out there that I've talked to, some folks in Adams County. That same representative said it was going to cost you $1 billion. That's not true. In fact, if you have one-day voting, our founding fathers did not anticipate a voting month and a half. They envisioned a voting day. And so Trump is also supporting one-day voting. So
right.
We take it back to one-day voting, and we let people come back to their caucus location after a month or so, after the caucus and assembly. I think it's completely doable for these counties, with some assistance from the state party, obviously, to do this opt-out. But the same representative just said, I've heard from a couple of people now in CD4 yesterday, said she is not for the opt-out. And I'm not sure I know any of the congressional delegation that's actually for the opt-out. So we're going to have to be very careful if one of those folks supports one of the candidates, because we can see what direction that candidate's going, whether
Well,
that's
and here's one, and
right.
I'll say her name, you won't, but we're talking about because I understand why, but Representative Lauren Boebert, who seems to be saying lots of things she didn't used to say.
No, she got up in front of Adams County when we had a reorg meeting, made it clear she's against the opt-out. She made no ifs, ands, and buts. She was kind of going, "Oh, what about our beloved military? They can't be there that day." I mean,
We
she
can
was
send out military
whining on.
ballots. That's not a, we just have to have a little bit of time between caucus assembly and month and a half, so candidates can campaign like they normally do and then come back to caucus assemblies to vote. And we can
Well, and
ballot sell receipts.
it's pretty easy to understand. And Chuck, you've been working with the opt-out. And Lori, I
For
mean,
decades.
you were working on the opt-out before the opt-out was a thing, right? I mean, you've been there from the beginning. The people who are opposed to opting out, which is a Democrat thing that they imposed on us in 2016, they sort of trick people. The only people who are for the opt-out are people who want the big money donors to elect our candidates. That's why they're for the opt-out. So if you're somebody, oh, like Lauren Boebert, who's got a big money donor, you don't actually care about the assembly
Well,
process.
let's face it, all of our congressional candidates do not want the opt-out. And they don't want the opt-out because they're afraid if they had a primary in which Republicans got to choose as opposed to Democrats and independents, they may get squeezed out. So they all have been hitting up Trump saying, stop those people from trying to do the opt-out because we might not make it through an opt-out type of primary, which is ridiculous. They all would make it through. They wouldn't have any difficulty, but somebody conned them into it. And moreover, Americans for Prosperity don't like opt-outs because they like nice, juicy, squishy Republicans. So there's a real reason for it, but it is sad. We've got four people, three of them who you wouldn't even know what they stand for, and the fourth who is crazy. But at least in Washington, she supports Trump.
Speaking of Americans for Prosperity, I wanted to ask you about that too. Again, because this GOP chair race is getting a little
Ugly.
intense. So there's also people saying things that I bet you wish, like us, we wish Americans for Prosperity. No, I'm kind of kidding. But
She's not really.
it's like, why don't you, what's your stance on Americans for Prosperity and their money?
Well, I'm going to repeat what Chairman Williams and I discussed. They used to be a grassroots organization. In 2013, I helped organize a rally around that horrible bill that the governor was pushing. I think it was Hickenlooper at the time, that we have to go to this much percentage renewable, and it made all of our electricity prices go up. And they have completely changed. There are some chapters, and talking to state chairs around the country, getting some advice, there are some chapters of AFP that are super libertarian and super pro-life, but that is not Colorado. So if Colorado AFP does want to get on board with America First principles and candidates, I don't see that happening, and therefore I will assure people I'm not working with AFP unless that were to miraculously happen in Colorado. So and as you know, AFP chose a different candidate in my CD8 race. Thomas Massie endorsed me in CD8, and Americans for Prosperity endorsed Barbara Kirchmeier. And we had two very different voting records. So I don't anticipate right now that they're going to change course.
Well, American Prosperity were never grassroots. They've always been a creature of the Koch brothers who hired people who were supposed to say they were grassroots, but they've always been gaslighting people. They are for what Charlie Koch is for, which is for open borders because he wants cheap labor and he wants lots of trade with China. Those are the two things you have to swear to get their support.
That's why I didn't endorse me. I said I was going to close the borders like President Trump.
Yeah, well, then they hated you. They hated you. And
That's
Trump has said,
what did it.
and Trump said he would not have in his administration anybody endorsed by the Americans for, as he called it, no prosperity. So they're never
I think he said
grassroots.
Chinese prosperity, to be fair to President Trump.
Well, it, obviously, when he said no prosperity, but
He's
Chinese prosperity would also work.
right. Right. Okay, people asking, yes, Lori is running for the Colorado Republican Party chair position. Well, let me, okay, so clear, so that's good to clarify, because there's a lot of
They don't
lies
want those
going
stinky
out.
AFP
And
people
you
there.
have a few more minutes because you're so busy these last few
Oh,
days. What else do you want? Just anything. I mean, this is, again, I'm being softball lob questions, but I think this is important to, like, so we've clarified the opt out, we've clarified the AFP thing. Anything else you want to mention or bring up or to
Were
clarify?
you involved in the
Absolutely.
JFK assassination? I heard that.
Well, I wasn't born yet, so that would be really
Well,
hard
you still
to
had a part.
hide. I may have still had a part. Well, according to the rumor mill, because the rumor mill is going to go crazy. It's the last week before the chair race. Who knows what's going to come up? But I will say this: we held a rally for Trump in the face of the Bernie and AOC rally, and we did have a good contingent of patriots coming out. Sometimes they swapped, out every hour or so. But Weld County, in particular, we went up to Greeley and set up our signs, and we had not a single person from Weld County there, except me and
Yay.
one other patriot who has actually voted with me in the opt out, the only other Colorado bonus member who's voted for the opt out. It was interesting when we said, "Welcome to Trump country," because Weld did go red because of President Trump. One lady, the scariest one, where she opened her jacket and her shirt said, "Is he dead yet?" And I have to assume
Oh.
she meant Trump. This socialism makes you crazy, right? And that's the message we're trying to get across, is we sent President Trump to do a job in Washington, D.C. He's doing it. He's right-sizing government. We are about to go off a fiscal cliff. Every economist, I think, will say that at this point. And only by doing what he's doing with Doge and Elon Musk are we going to turn this around for the next generation. So that's the message we wanted to spread. It got on various many news sources, and we had a couple of young Republicans there too, super excited. And they got to go on the press as well, which is exciting for them. So we need to evolve our young Republicans, but also push back gently at the same time. And I do want to say to Jeff Hunt, if he couldn't find us, just it, maybe it's a guy thing, but just ask for directions, because everybody else found us in Denver, by the way. I even had a bullhorn.
It's like
I was
it
pretty loud.
wouldn't have been too hard to find you guys. No. So, all right. Well, Lori, hey, listen, I know you've got to hit the road and you guys are busy, busy, busy these last few days. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and best of luck to your campaign.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Bye-bye. Lori Saint
Bye.
there, grassroots candidate for Colorado Republican Party chair. And I want to, talking about, I'm glad you brought that, because we have, like I said, Robert Spencer coming on at 3:30 to talk about the idiocy of the Colorado Democrat legislators. But on the Bernie Sanders and AOC rally, the oligarchy rally, which
Oligarchy.
the Democrats keep saying, even the Democrats are saying, hey, quit calling it that because no one else says oligarchy. And by the way, Trump won.
Yeah,
So,
you got to be a college-educated white woman to say oligarchy.
So Bernie Sanders was saying there were 34,000 people there. The Denver Post was saying 30,000. That was attributed to nobody.
No,
Usually, back in the old days,
one, two.
right, when I was a reporter, you used to at least quote police, right? You'd have the police because
And they didn't know either.
you didn't know either. Everybody just kind of made it up. But what's interesting is there are some people now, they have the the GPS, sort of the cell phone data tracking thing. They said that what there were there was 20,000 devices, so cell phone devices, right? I find it hard to believe that at a Bernie Sanders AOC rally, there would be some 14,000 people there without cell phones. I mean, even homeless. I mean, the other day, I was at the, there was a homeless guy. He had a cell phone.
Those are dead voters,
Okay. Oh,
those
yeah,
people.
those are the people who are getting the Small Business Association
Yes,
loans,
yes,
right? One of
yes.
them babies. But interestingly, so they did this data. There's been a lot of talk about, the Democrats and Doge has been unveiling how ActBlue and all these places, they sort of fund each, they fund themselves, right? It's
Right,
this giant money laundering
scheme,
scheme,
correct.
corrupt. Yeah, it's like a Ponzi scheme, really. But they said of the 20,000 devices that were at the Denver rally, 84% of those devices had been at nine or more other protests like Kamala, Antifa, BLM. Okay. Not just
Yay.
in Denver, but around the country. 30% of them had been at more than 20 of these so-called rallies. And the devices, they were able to track some of the connections with the devices were connected to agencies like just the Disruption Project, the Democrat Socialists of America, that's the communists, a whole slew of organizations funded by ActBlue, which is the being demolished because it's so corrupt, Democrat funding or online funding thing, and USAID, which Trump is getting rid of. So to put this in perspective, the people who were at the Bernie Sanders rally, We're all being paid to be there, almost all of them,
Well, as
right?
you know, Julie, tell them about your experience.
Well, so you could back in, I mean, we're going back now. I've been gone a long time, right? 8 years. But even before, you would go to the, I mean, starting at the Rocky Flats protests, right? You could go to any kind of, Democrat sort of leaning protest, and you would see the exact same people there over and over and over again, no matter what it was, right? They could be freeing Nicaragua, they could be Rocky Flats, and you move forward, and they were like anti-Trump. Trump, all of these kind of things, same people. And there have been numerous exposés. You can go on Emily's List, Craigslist even, and you find them advertising for people, like $20 an hour or something like that, to get paid to go be.
I asked Julie to go up there and bring
Yeah,
some
that's
money,
what I
didn't
said. It's like, someone may spare job, I'll go just take money. So that's important. And we know this. We've also seen evidence that the Democrats are funding people to go to these town halls and disrupt some of the
it? No,
Republican
no
town
kidding.
halls. Right. Well,
I mean, normally town halls, you get 20 people. If you got 200 in there, you got 20 Republicans and 180 Act Blue people.
So of the 20,000 devices, which indicates clearly that there were like 20, only 20,000 people, that Bernie Sanders, and which is a lot. I'll give him that.
Yeah,
That's a
that
good sized crowd. But 84% of them had been at nine or more similar kind of protests, not just in Denver, but around the country. So these are not the Highlands mothers coming out to protest immigration, right? These are paid Democrat operatives, okay? Funded by our tax dollars. So thank God for Elon Musk and Doge and
Yeah.
the people investigating Act Blue, because that's where that money is going. And so it's all just gaslighting, right? And they look, make it sound like, oh, they're opposed to. Now, granted, I'm sure there are a ton of people in Denver who don't like Donald Trump, right? But the people showing up at the rally on a work day, or over the weekend, I guess, but the people showing up at the rallies, are paid operatives. And it'd be interesting to see, and I'm sure someone is checking into this, if some of those same devices, I mean, it's like going to a who, not who, what was the Grateful Dead concert, right? Where you'd have people who would follow them around. I'm sure it's a similar kind of thing. So these people are getting transported and bused to places, again, using our tax dollars, don't you think?
Well, of course they are. I mean, there are not that many people who care about Bernie Sanders, the young and the old. I don't know where the restless were, but no, nobody wants to hear another political speech that much. The middle, the candidates couldn't bring that many people in when Kamala Harris came, so it's just a money deal, and they've learned how to do rent-a-crowds in foreign countries, so they just
Right.
imported it to here. We got Jacob wanting to give a point. Jacob, what's up?
Hey, Jacob. Oh, there you go.
Hi, can you hear me?
You
Yep.
can.
Yeah. There's a lot about how deep all the Democrats
What? You're breaking up a little bit.
a lot about coming out about how in the whole Democratic Party is. All right, hold on. Let me go outside. Let me go outside. Ooh.
Well, you do. That means that Johnny is pointing out Billy at KNUS is saying, well, where were the buses that brought them in? I saw your
How
rental
about
car
now?
got them
How about
there.
now?
Okay, now we can hear
How
you.
about
Go
now?
ahead. Yep.
Okay. So there's a lot about the how deep in the hole the Democratic Party is. Let's send you guys a link from the Bill Maher
Well, you're still breaking up, Jacob.
show.
You're still breaking up.
Ezra
Sorry.
Klein from the New York
He always has
Times
great points too.
saying
Try again, Jacob. You're still breaking up. And Johnny, I'm
if
assuming that you mean
Illinois
that Billy on KNUS was
wait,
skeptical of that. Okay, try
New
again.
York
Now I can
California
hear
all
you.
lose their electoral seat. You can have the stem, the Dems can still have the backs. Can you hear me
Well,
now?
I'm afraid
One
Act Blue is interfering.
more. Yeah, Jacob, for some reason you're
All right.
lagging, according to
Okay,
Trump.
I'll just all I'm saying is that Ezra Klein from the New York Times was on Bill Maher, and he was saying if all these states lose their seats, the Dems could win the blue wall and they'll still lose the election.
Okay.
That's
Well,
all
I
I
do
want to
the
say to
math
that.
for that,
All right, don't see how that's true, but who cares? It sounds good.
it sounds
Have a great day. Sorry.
All right, thanks, Jacob. No, that's okay. Thank you for trying. Yeah, I'm assuming that that means Billy on Canyons was skeptical about that. Well, and again, I mean, I'm somewhat astonished that many 84% were associated with other protests around the country. Whatever I said, 20% of them, no, 30% had gone to 20 or more protests. Okay, those are paid people, right? Who has time to go to that many? And around the country, right? It's not like they're just all in Denver. And the phones or the devices are connected with all of these, Democrat groups, which is why I think it goes all ties back to why the Democrats are so freaking out about Doge. This is dismantling their business model, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. It's we've always suspected that there was a big graft machine, in part that all the federal workers would support and help fund, Democrat. But we didn't quite realize what a machine this was, where it goes out in huge chunks and it's returned, and it's just a swirling graft machine. And USAID, things like Australian universities are now in awful trouble because USAID was given $600,000 a
600
year,
million.
600 million. Yeah, sorry, 600 million a year for research. I mean,
Australia.
what the hell are they researching?
And why are we giving it to Australia?
Yeah, why not give it to the
They
fucking
declared
military?
it's a state of emergency. Well, and that's a thing. And just as, I'm not shocked to find out that there were Democrat operatives in the Bernie Sanders AOC oligarchy tour crowd. I am shocked at the number. On the other hand, though, who among us hasn't been shocked at the depth of the corruption of the US aid and things like that, right? I mean, just the overwhelming corruption of it that the Democrats and frankly, probably some certain Republicans too knew about. So as we're finding this out, I guess anymore, I think all of us, we have to adjust our scale, right? The scale of corruption that we assumed there was is nothing compared to the actual corruption, wouldn't you say?
Well, you often wonder why is in Colorado there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands, millions, for Democrats and very little or nothing for Republicans. I mean, it's sort of amazing.
That's right. From Charlene says a rent-a-mob. Yeah, and Johnny says same thing, rent-a-crowd. Well, that's exactly what it is, and that's what they use all the money for. And when you think of it, they're using tax dollars. They've got billions of dollars. I mean, Elon Musk has described this repeatedly anymore, and he talks about sort of George Soros, and
Sure.
he said the corruption of George Soros takes a little bit of his own money and starts an NGO, and then starts getting all of this other money from the government that he then turns around and uses to do things like, support Bernie Sanders and AOC. What's interesting about that, though, is the Democrat Party themselves are fighting, I think, to a certain extent, and this is why I'd be curious to see where a lot of the money came from. And I think it's from these very far left organizations, right?
Sure, that could get funded by AID.
Well, exactly. But the thing is that there are Democrats who don't like Bernie Sanders and AOC, I think, are fighting. That faction of the party is fighting for control of the party. That's why they're going out there. And there is some serious funding of the more crazy portions of the Democrat Party, which I say is good for Republicans. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's encouraged them to keep doing this because the best thing for, I think, average Americans is to have the Democrat Party continue to jump off this crazy cliff that Bernie Sanders and AOC are on, don't you think?
Yeah, you sometimes think that a lot until they started winning all these DA seats and everything else,
Wow.
totally destroying entire towns. I mean, wow.
Well, you're right, and those are the George Soros-funded things, and so we'll see about that. But that's anyway. So just wanted to clarify that the crowds. So anytime you see it again, the amount of corruption that we thought was there, and the amount of manipulation, and the amount of gaslights, it's exponentially bigger
Much, much bigger.
than we had any idea. The other thing I wanted to talk about before we get Robert Spencer, I just kind of think this is funny. So Trump is upset about the picture of him at the state capitol. He was tweeting about that over the weekend. It is not a very good picture of Trump, and he wants Polis to take it down. Now, I don't think Polis was behind it. I think it came up,
It
I
doesn't
think
matter.
that
It's from the the
Well, the Republicans, some of the Republicans in
right
before
right
in 26, because it's a picture, it's not a new picture, it's a picture from before.
right
I
right
guess I don't know where they surprised that they kept it, but well, I guess they have a, they put it back, they put it up though. But I think it's funny to me. I think this is just Trump trolling people again, right? He just does that, and everybody loses their head, and they talk about it, and it's kind of funny. And Trump doesn't really care. I think he just gets a kick out of doing that. But it is not a particularly good picture, would you
No, it's
say?
intentionally a bad picture.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes that happens. I know when I was a reporter, you would get, with the court artists, courtroom artists, they would have, when you didn't have cameras in the courtroom, they would have to draw pictures of people. And some were good
Some are not so
and
good.
some are not so good. Some you would look at the picture. So I don't know if this is an intentionally
Well,
not good picture or whether this was just a not very good artist who was somebody's friend who they got to paint it. I will just say, in fairness, these courtroom artists were, I think, legitimately trying to do something. Oh, there we go. Oh, thank you, Thomas. That is not really a very good picture of
no, it
him.
looks fat.
Well, and it doesn't, there's no depth or anything like that. So I could see Trump like scrolling through. Yeah, the painter didn't do a good job on any of her work. Okay, yeah, I saw the Obama picture. It didn't look that great either. So I'm going to go with that somebody's friend. That's some kind of nepotism or something like
It's a
that going
graph
on
deal.
there. Yeah, it's a grant. Well, yeah, it was paid for by USAID. But I just think it's funny that Trump goes there, right?
He didn't have anything better to do. That's great. I mean, I've got a for my newspaper, I've got a great picture of me. Okay, it's a few years old. And my editor in chief's going, "Can we get an updated new one?" I go, "No. No, you can't."
If you're the president, maybe you should commission your own picture. Well, I mean, I'm sure, as you said, it's probably graft that's going on. Somebody's getting paid. Our tax dollars are going to get a picture. They're, it's too bad they don't do like they do at the airport or the city, where they sometimes they vote on stuff. Although then you know that they skew that too,
Yeah,
because
that's cheap.
remember when they had that, it was like a giant chair was some piece of art that was in front of the art museum. Is that still there by the
Sure.
library? It's
Yeah.
like, wait, we spent money on that? It's
It's
like some
great. They
artist.
loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big red
And
chair. Yeah.
Charlene, here's a Gazette. Oh, okay. So Charlene, talk back to Billy and the crowd. Here is a Gazette shot that pans past the crowd with many buses in the
Oh,
background.
really?
Okay.
Take that, Billy.
Yeah, please send that over to Jeff Hunt. And Thomas, I don't know if you can pull that from Charlene or not. Do you see that there? Well, I'm sure they were bused and they were flown in, and the
There was
Democrat.
not enough parking for 30,000 people to meet at Civic Center Park. I mean, even on a Saturday.
Right. And again, they openly advertise it, but I just go back to the amount of it and the gaslighting. It doesn't work, right? I mean, nobody is buying what AOC and all of those people had. No, that's a suspicious death. I think that's a different picture. The Gazette might not let you show it because it.
Julie's looking for a car, so maybe.
Yeah, that maybe that's a no. The Gazette has a firewall, a paywall, so we might not be able to actually bring that up. But yeah, clearly these people were bussed in, like you said. They couldn't all be there. The other thing, briefly, and I didn't pull the sound on this yet, but do you want to talk about just briefly the wrestling thing or no? We got a few minutes before Robert.
Well, Trump goes to the NCAA wrestling thing in Philadelphia, and you would expect maybe he'd get a smattering
So this is a
of
college organization. Yeah, these are young people.
young, well, the parents and everything else, but he gets a enormous. I mean, it was a rock star welcome from this crowd, and you wouldn't necessarily think this is a college, college parents and their kids are wrestling, just enormous, which indicates that Trump really does have an enormous swell of support, far beyond what you'd think, listening to MSNBC or something.
Well, and the guy who won the wrestling thing went over, draped a flag around himself, and went over and shook hands with Trump and was and hung and Trump hugged him back and some of the other wrestlers too. So, and we'll talk more about this because this is a whole show, but the young people, and this is men and women, right?
No women.
No, yes, I saw a poll today that said
No.
college age women, not above college, but college age women were voting more for Trump too. That the young people in general were leaning
Those awful white
That's
White
college
educated.
educated. These are not, they haven't graduated
Oh,
yet.
okay.
These
So
are
they haven't
younger.
been let assimilated into
Right.
the Borg.
I mean, and I think that's interesting. And I think you see these polls, the sort of elite college educated white women, right, are getting farther and farther and farther away from the average
They think
American.
DEI is great. They think the war, they love the Ukrainian war and Zelensky. They love everything on the far left Democratic side. I mean, it's amazing how much they, I mean, like 80% approval
Right.
of the Democratic policies that are really
Really
80% the
radical.
other way for the rest of America.
Right. And that's interesting because that's where the Democrats, again, the Bernie Sanders AOC, that's their faction, right? And what do you do? That's why if there's so much hope for us as Republicans, if you're the Democrats, no one agrees with these women. They're not getting invited to parties anymore. They're the ones who are
Nobody's going
complaining.
to date them.
No, they have to hang them with their
Quickie, maybe
pants.
a quickie, sure, but
No,
no long-term dating.
they're going celibate because of Trump,
Oh,
right?
okay.
And it was kind of like, it's just, I mean, so they're becoming further and farther apart, and yet that's who the Democrats are catering to, right?
That's who
And
their base is.
that's who their base is. And it's like, okay, so if your base is five people at a certain point, oh, apparently Trump was supposed to leave with two matches left, and he said, "No, I need to stay and watch my big guy." Well, that's kind of cool. And again, brilliant of Trump to go to that thing, right? It's like, can
We'd
you
been there
see?
once before, 2 years ago at the NCAA
Do you see Kamala going to that? So Kamala or Joe
wrestling.
Biden? Joe Biden,
Joe
right?
would. Joe would probably wrestle people because he's tough.
Only if they were under five, they were little kids. Hey, Thomas, I don't see Robert coming up. That if you want to maybe go ahead and pop him a phone call, and make sure the
There he
recording.
is.
Oh,
He
there
just
he is.
popped
Yeah,
up.
he just popped
Magically.
up. Huh.
Magically appears.
She'll be answered. Hey, Robert, thank you for your time. Appreciate once again the Chuck coming on the Chuck and Julie show.
It's good to see you folks. Thank you.
So you had a great column up in PJ Media, talking about crazed Democrats here in Colorado. We tried to get Ken DeGraff. We know Ken, the guy who was censored to come on, but he's busy fighting the gun bill as we speak. So why don't I just let you go ahead and explain your column and your thoughts on the whole situation?
Yeah, kind of crazy, as you said. Ken DeGraff has a Second Amendment sticker on his laptop. And so he went into the Colorado State House and they told him he had to cover it up. And they said that stickers aren't allowed in the well of the chamber. And I tell you, Julie, I think that sounds to me like a rule they just made up because they don't like
Yeah, right.
Well, and what's funny is, and you probably don't follow Colorado politics, but in the meantime, everybody else has posted pictures of all these Democrat lawmakers playing solitaire, playing video games, and things like that. You'd think that wouldn't be allowed too. Well, I mean, this is the Constitution, right? What could their
They
objection
hate
be?
well, Robert
Well,
brings that up.
yeah, they hate the Constitution, right?
That's right. And it I couldn't help but think about, I'm sure somebody who's your good friend Tim Hernandez,
Oh, yeah.
who was the former member of the Colorado State House, an avowed Marxist, totally nuts. And I remember a photo of him and the Colorado legislature. They have the two flag holders in the front of each desk in the assembly, and everybody has a US flag and a Colorado flag, and Tim had a Palestinian flag. And I thought nobody probably said a word to him about that. The Second Amendment, the Constitution, oh come on, no way.
It's not just the Second Amendment. I would also think that having a sticker on your laptop would be like a freedom of speech issue too,
No,
right?
no.
It's like,
You have to give out trigger warnings before you bring something like that in so they can kind of get
also in the
adjusted.
legislature, just so you know, Robert, somebody, because they've as they debated various bills, they're not allowed to use the word groomer when they're talking about pedophiles because that could trigger some people. It's like,
Okay.
okay.
It
How
trigger the
about
groomers.
rapist? Yeah. Well, yeah, no, that'd be microaggression, right? If those are people who are whatever, sexually attracted to people who don't want to have sex with them or something, I don't know. Well, what do you make of that? I mean, here in Colorado, it gets depressing actually to see that because, you've got a handful of people like Ken DeGraff who fight that every day. I mean, is there hope, do you think, for places like Colorado, or do we all need to move?
Well, the problem, of course, is that for years, people from California and elsewhere have been moving into Colorado, and you'd think that they would have gotten a clue that California was destroyed by the left, and maybe leftist policies are not the greatest thing to bring to Colorado. But of course, Colorado is not the only state this is happening to. The only thing I think that is a source of hope is that as things get worse, more people will wake up. And that's going to be a race to the bottom, you know, whether enough people will wake up in time to end this cycle, or whether the whole state will go the way of California and you have a mass exodus. And I mean, we haven't even seen really the fullness of what Gavin Newsom has done to California because it's been intentionally covered up. But the exodus from California has been so huge, it looks like they're going to lose three electoral votes in the next presidential election, which is a sizable amount of people who have
Right.
left. And it should have been done in the last election. But like I say, they're trying to cover it up because the exodus is all from blue states to red states. And obviously, they wanted to keep as many electoral votes for the blue states as they could.
Well, one of the things that really happened to Colorado, and it's happened in Pennsylvania and other places, one guy wrote an article saying he grew up in a blue collar Reagan Democrat Philadelphia, moved out to Chester County, the richest county in Chester County. We moved out in '96, was the richest county in all of Pennsylvania, utterly Republican. Every seat was taken up Republicans. They didn't run in the Reagan area. They'd vote for Reagan, but otherwise vote for Democrats. Today, or at least as of the last election, Chester County went all Democratic, and the Reagan one went all Republican. Colorado is a you know has a large high percentage of college educated, at least middle class and above whites, and they have become part of the
Federal
Democratic
workers.
Party. Well, and we have a lot of federal workers, but that's what really changed. It was all of a sudden, and now that whites, I mean males of, I don't care what you are, dwarves, overly tall, anything else, I mean males are just moving away from the Democratic Party, which I think is going to open up things in Colorado. I'm not sure enough quite yet, but I think it is going to start to democratically start to shift back.
Well, yeah, that is another thing that the Democratic Party is getting so nuts that sane people are deserting it in droves all over. And so that's a big sign of hope. The Democratic Party has never had this low level of popularity and never had this kind of internal dissent. As a matter of fact, I just put up an article at PJ a little while ago, a new one saying that the Democratic Party has not been in this much disarray and confusion since it lost the Civil War. And yeah.
Well, and you know, and back to the population thing, there was a recent article in the Denver Post, which is just ridiculous anymore, talking about
Anymore.
and well, talking about people coming into the state, people leaving the state, right? And it kind of what it said was that the businesses and everybody else were kind of upset, not kind of, they were upset because we were losing people. And then it said, but on the plus side, we have had a net increase of 40,000 international immigrants. Okay, well,
International.
international immigrants are illegal immigrants, right? That's what there were 40,000
Oh,
illegal.
they're coming from Democrat, from
So
Denmark.
they stayed here.
They're
So
all from Denmark.
trying to spin this, like you said, that the people weren't leaving Colorado, but it's like, well, no, the only people coming here were illegal immigrants. So,
Better known as international immigrants.
yeah.
And that's the Democratic Party's base. I mean,
Yeah.
they know that ordinary Americans of all persuasions are deserting them because they're nuts. But they know that if you bring in people who actually not only do not work, but cannot work because they don't know the language and they have no skills, then they're going to be dependent upon the federal government and they're going to reliably vote for the party that makes sure that they keep getting money for
Yeah,
nothing. And
absolutely.
so it's really illegal immigrants are the only thing the Democrats can count on now. And
Right.
even that is temporary because we've seen it in the Hispanic community that the Democrats were all over bringing more Hispanics into the country and loosening the requirements for immigration and so on, in order to make sure that the US would have a large Hispanic population, certain that that meant that they would have a large Democratic voting bloc. And yet they didn't count on the fact that a lot of these people are disgusted by what the Democratic Party has become, and they've become Republicans.
Yes.
Well, there's
Well,
a new bill out in California in which they're saying they want to make eligible to vote people in El Salvadorian prisons. Reg them up and.
too far from that, though, but in Colorado, it's even worse, I think, because what also goes into effect, like Monday in Colorado, is a new law that allows illegal immigrants to immediately get a driver's license, a Colorado ID. Now, what's scary about that is that when you register at the Colorado Department of Motor Vehicle to get your ID, you're automatically registered to vote, right? And so,
That's the idea.
and that's the only reason they want it. Well, let me ask you, because we were talking about AOC and Bernie Sanders were here in Denver, and it's interesting. There was somebody did an analysis of the GPS, the cell phone data there, and like 84% of the devices had been at 9+ Kamala protests, anti-Antifa protests, essentially implying that these were all paid people. But AOC and Bernie Sanders, does their message is, I mean, I hope they keep saying it, you know what I mean? But what are the Democrats going to do with them?
Well, they love them. As a matter of fact, here again, I pardon me for keeping on mentioning it, but it just happens. I wrote an article at PJ Media earlier today about AOC because the New York Times is touting her to be the Democratic candidate for president in 28. Now, it sounds crazy, but they are crazy, and they are so far to the left. She's a socialist. They love that. She's 39 in 2028, and so they figure she's going to be young, charismatic. She can be a good alternative to somebody like Vance or DeSantis. And so they came out strong for her just yesterday, and she might be their only hope.
Well, do you think, I mean, but what about what I'm hopeful about is, we were talking also earlier in the show about how DOGE is dismantling what I think was sort of the Democrat money laundering machine, right? Where they would bring this money in. And it's sort of, I think, disrupting their business model to get Democrats elected. What do you think of that?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a funny thing in the Times article. It was the most remarkable thing that I have seen in a long time. I got to get it here because it
Okay.
was so wild. And really, I should write an article about this as
Write
well.
it about this too.
Yeah, because it deserves more attention. But it said that one of the reasons why the Democrats are having trouble is because, here it is, New York Times yesterday, Democrats find their legal and fundraising institutions under attack from the Trump administration. So they're just admitting that DOGE is dismantling the Democrat Party's money machine. And that means the government has been essentially an arm of the Democratic Party all these years.
Do you think they recover from that? Because I think once people's eyes are open, like we've said, no one's surprised at the corruption, but the level of corruption I think is astonishing. Do you think they can recover from that in
Put the
time?
genie back in the
Put the genie
bottle.
back in the bottle? Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's always a second act in American politics, or a
Right.
third or a fourth or fifth. Because look, this is 2025 now. By 2028, the political landscape will be completely different in
Right.
ways that we cannot imagine. I was just thinking the other day about something I read in 1973, long before you were born. But in 1973, I was reading Time magazine. My parents got Time magazine, and I was reading it one day, and it said, if the Republican National Convention of 1976 were held today, Agnew would win in a walk. Spiro Agnew, the vice president. By 76, of course, Agnew had resigned in disgrace. Nixon had resigned in disgrace, and the whole ball game was different. And I think it's very likely to be that way now. That we don't know. The Democrats are taking big hits right now, and the DOGE is very popular, which of course they're trying to cover up, and it's causing them a lot of trouble. But if the economy craters or a war breaks out, which they very much want to happen,
Sure.
then it could be that by 28 they look like relief from.
Well, to go to that point, we're about to have a Canadian election in a couple of weeks,
Yeah,
a
and the
couple of
left
months
is going
ago.
to win.
Huh?
And the
And
left, the liberals are going to win.
yeah, and 3 months
Those are the
ago they
Democrats
were
who
dead.
popped
They
out.
were
They
going
were
to come in third or maybe fourth. I mean, beyond dead, and now they're leading. I mean, that's how fast things change. I mean, it's, let me ask about another thing that's changing. The Reform Party, Nigel Farage, is now in some of the polls the leading party in the UK. That's unbelievable.
They could win easily, actually, because the Conservatives governed for 15 years and they made promise after promise. And one of the big promises they made was to bring the immigration under control. They broke that promise repeatedly and they kept making it and broke it again. And yet they kept getting elected because the British people realized it would be even worse under Labour. Finally, turned against the Conservatives, which was well deserved, and voted in Labour. And they're, of course, things are getting even worse because that's what the left does. And so Reform, as a real party of the right, a real patriotic party, has an absolute good chance at this point.
Yeah, that's amazing. The only thing that might hurt him is their support is kind of widely based, and you'd really need in some particular districts yours to be the top one, because coming in second in things does you no good. Coming in second in 50 does you no good. You got to figure out one in which you're first, and 49 you're second. Only the one that counts is the one that you're first in.
Look at Germany. Germany just had an election, and Alternative for Deutschland, AfD, that is the party that's against mass migration and trying to restore some sanity to immigration policies. They did great. They won 20% of the vote, which was much better than they've ever finished before. But it's absolutely not enough for them to have any role in the government, and so things are just going to continue to get worse there.
What do you make of, and Chuck, we brought this up a little bit earlier. So in Australia, they're having emergency meetings because the United States under Trump has said they're going to quit sending $600 million a year to Australian universities for research and development. I mean, I'm surprised that Australia is even admitting that. You'd think that you'd be like, oh, we don't even need your money. I mean, what do you make of, at first I'm like, what? We're doing
What are they
what?
researching? I mean, is this transgender rats, or is it
Somebody's
COVID
pocket.
two, or
Well, this is the kind of thing that explains why we have so many congressmen making $174,000 a year and they're multimillionaires. This is a massive gravy train for the left. The political left, the academic left, the scientific left, any part of the leftist establishment, they all get this money in one way or another from USAID, from any number of agencies. It's us. We're the ones paying for these guys to be rich. And that's why they're having the emergency meeting in Australia. It's not that they're worried about their universities not getting funded. It's whoever the money laundering is going to
Yeah, good
is not going
point.
to get funded that they're worried about.
Well, that final question for you, at least for me, because we got to get let you go here in a second. But are you surprised at, that's what we keep saying, at the level of corruption, at the amount of misspending that was going on?
Not in the least. And as a matter of fact, I think that if Doge doesn't get stopped in the courts, then what's to come is going to be even more shocking. I think this corruption goes down to depths that have not been even imagined for the most part.
But don't you feel sorry for those federal workers who really had the best jobs ever? They're getting paid great amounts of money. They had, pensions and great health care and everything else. They were never under any pressure to produce anything because they didn't do it. So they just sat at home and, played golf. If they're ambitious, they're like to be a fireman, get a second job. But isn't it nice that hundreds of thousands of their fellow citizens had it so cushy, so nice? They never had to work at all, and they were relieved, and they'd go tell people, I'm with an interagency commission. Every, oh, that's great. What do you do? And I mean, all these people had just a beautiful life, and now it's being interrupted.
If you look at the go search online for the top 10 wealthiest counties in the US, and I believe last it was six of them are in Maryland and Virginia. What a
And the
coincidence.
only reason we weren't more is because the DC workers are in Florida. They said, "Oh, hell, it's kind of shitty there. I'll work from home in Florida to DC."
Hey, Robert, we have to let you go.
Thank
Two
you so
big
much.
problems up at
Yeah.
CJ Media. Thank you so much for your
Great to
time.
talk to you.
Always a pleasure, folks. Thank
All right,
you.
thank
Okay,
you.
bye-bye.
Robert Spencer there. Yeah, check his columns out. He has two up there too. We will keep you posted. And Wednesday we'll be talking about this on the gun bill that's going through. That's pretty it. Thank you from Leo Spencer's always great. That'll do it for us on
That's
this.
it.
That's it on
All
this
right,
Monday.
everybody.
We will see everybody on Wednesday. Thank you to Robert and to Lori and everybody on Zoom and Thomas as always.